Support for KPLU comes from the investment firm of McAdams Wright Reagan, serving individuals, families, public and private companies, and nonprofit organizations, with a mission to enhance the financial security of their clients through analysis, research, planning, and investment. More at nwrinc.com.
We have a terrific audience of our KPLU Leadership Circle supporters here today, so let's get things moving, and let's hear it for David Sanborn.
Thank you.
David Sanborn on the saxophone, Joey DeFrancesco on the organ, Gene Lake drumming. Not so usual that we get a party started like this early on a Friday, but let the weekend begin. My goodness. It's pledge drive time here at KPLU, the fifth of 5 days. We're wrapping up the pledge drive tonight, too. So, yeah, why not party? We've got members of our leadership circle here checking out the show today. It's with the help of their support and the support of all of our listeners that we're able to bring you exclusive studio sessions like the one we have today with David Sanborn's great trio. We've recently had visits from some of the top young singers in jazz today. Cecile McLaurin-Salvant and Gregory Porter were here, both just last fall. Legends like Bucky Pizzarelli and Ramsey Lewis have been in our studios. Even a KPLU supporter, saxophonist Anton Schwartz, brought his quintet in just the other day. So thanks to everyone who's made a pledge, and you can join them. Become a Leadership Circle member with a pledge of $100 a month. That's a very generous way to say thank you to KPLU for all the great programming, and is probably still less than what you're paying per month for your cable bill. So make that pledge of support today, and thank you very, very much for helping us out here. David Sanborn, great to have you here in our studios.
Thank you very much.
I wonder if you could, on the pledge drive side, tell us, since you've been around the country and around the world, what is the state of jazz radio in the country? You must go to, every city's got a great jazz radio station, right?
Well, they're always public broadcasting.
Right.
I mean, almost without exception. There are a few exceptions, but really, public radio is the last, available place for us, and has always been a haven for instrumental musicians in general, particularly jazz, because jazz is just in this culture always been, it's been increasingly marginalized, expound too much on it, but it's an important part of our culture and needs to be respected and maintained, and places like NPR are really the only places that are available to remind people that this is a living, breathing music and not just a museum piece.
We've had a lot of fun playing your records for decades now, and recently you've been doing some really fun ones that we just can't get enough of. Here and Gone and Only Everything, a real soulful sound. Joey, you do a lot of work on
it's
both
been
these
an
records.
Integral part of this, Joey.
Right, so. And it's a lot of music from the Ray Charles songbook. And I wonder if you can tell us what Ray Charles music meant to you.
Well, growing up as a kid, I mean that. That was the music, that was the pop music of the time, certainly the music that I listened to. It was on the radio and on jukeboxes, boy, there's wow. I just felt really old there for a second. But, this is the music that I grew up with. And to me, the great thing about Ray's music, it was a combination of jazz, gospel, and rhythm and blues, which, from my perspective, are the three great forms of American music. And, Ray was informed by country music. He was informed by jazz. A lot of those guys in his band thought of themselves as jazz musicians. Mm-hmm. People like Hank Crawford and David Fathead Newman and all the guys in his band came out of the, jazz tradition, but they also had strong gospel and rhythm and blues roots as well. And I grew up in St. Louis, and that was kind of, that music was in the air. And when I took up the saxophone at 11 years old, it was really the music of Ray that inspired me, and particularly Hank Crawford, his sound, and just his approach,
Right.
Very, very vocal.
I'm also very interested to hear more about the new record that's coming out, Enjoy the View. This one's...
Well, it's actually not my record.
Bobby Hutcherson's
record. Well, it's a collective with Joey, myself, Bobby Hutcherson, and Billy Hart. So it's really a group effort. It's not really my record, but it's great. I mean, it's great. We did 4 nights at the San Francisco Jazz Center.
Right.
What was it, 2 weeks ago, Joey?
Yeah.
Just a couple of weeks ago. And it was great. The first time we'd played that music live.
Well, we're really excited to get that directly into our ears. When is that going to be available?
When is it, Joey?
Well, I know they just, the advanced copies just came to my house. So.
Yeah.
It won't be long then. Yet. So should be soon. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just interested, I'd like to have Joey give his viewpoint about the record.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about it. Joey, with a couple of three really great players.
Definitely. Well, it was an honor for me, and I had been, of course, I've been working with Dave for the last 4 years. We've been doing a lot of things together. Yeah. And I had worked with Bobby before in previous years. Yeah, I have one of my records, Organic Vibes, had Bobby on it.
Yeah.
But this was great. And, you know, to be on Blue Note, that's when I was a kid, I used to stare at those record covers, right? Yeah. So when I got the record, wait till you see the record cover, because it totally looks
like
a Blue Note record, you know? And they're going to make records.
They're going to make
vinyl.
They're going to make some vinyl.
Yeah, and it's a double record.
Yeah.
So it's going to open up. I'm so excited. I'm going to frame one on the wall.
Yeah.
But for me, it was just, you know, you can imagine to play with those guys all together like that. It was the best.
And everybody contributed tunes. Bobby had three tunes.
It was all originals.
All originals, too. Yeah.
The record's Enjoy the View, and it's coming soon. David Sanborn, along with Joey DeFrancesco and Gene Lake, are all playing at Jazz Alley tonight through Sunday night, mm-hmm. and they're live on the radio here at KPLU. We'd love to hear another song. What have you got for us next?
Well, you mentioned the album Only Everything. So there's a title cut to that tune, which is Only Everything, which is I wrote for my granddaughter who had just been born. And actually, the story behind it is I had finished it the night before, and I brought it into the studio. And I had never played it before because I just, you know, had it in my head and I wrote down a melody. So it was me, Joey, and Steve Gadd. Mm-hmm. And so I put it in front of everybody and I said, okay, this is the tempo, we do it. And so we did a quick run through and I said, okay. So I said to the producer, Phil Ramone, I said, Phil, okay, we ready to take it? He said, we already did. So he had taken the rehearsal and we did it a couple more times. But that first take that we did was great. So it was... That was the first time we'd ever played it, and that's what's on the record.
Fantastic.
So anyway, we're going to do that song now. This is Only Everything. Thank you.
David Sanborn Trio, Joey DeFrancesco on the organ, Gene Lake drumming there at Jazz Alley tonight through Sunday. Bring all your friends down, and you'll be dancing in the aisles. I'm Abe Beeson, and it is Pledge Drive time. Day 5 of our Spring Pledge Drive. We're wrapping it up at midnight tonight, and that means I'll be bringing it home on Evening Jazz tonight. But no reason to wait to make your pledge of support. Support your public radio station right now with a pledge that, well, that part really is up to you. That's your own business, how much you want to spend on KPLU. But hey, if you want to be generous, pony up $100 a month. You'll be a member of the Leadership Circle, like the members of our audience here, and you'll be able to come down and check out shows just like this. We've got British guitarist Martin Taylor going to be live in our studios on Tuesday, and one of the world's greatest violin players, Regina Carter, will be bringing her band in later this month, and that's just the beginning. So make the pledge of support. And while you're doing it, we've got a couple of brand new things part of our Spring Pledge Drive this time around. The KPLU Music Download Club. You can be a member of the Quarterly Club, and we'll send you a downloaded album every quarter, four times. Actually, we're going to throw in a fifth bonus record, too. Or sign up as a Leadership Circle member, $100 a month, and you'll get a free album download every month. And yet we're throwing in a bonus 13th for that one, too. So check out the KPLU Music Club. It's brand new, curated by our music director, Nick Francis. You're going to get fantastic stuff. And maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to hook you up with a download of the new record, Enjoy the View, from David Sanborn and Joey DeFrancesco and Bobby Hutcherson and the great drummer Billy Hart. David Sanborn, a pleasure to have you here. And I think a lot of people remember some of the work you've done, some of the great pop and rock bands around the world, the Eagles and Stevie Wonder and David Bowie and the Rolling Stones and James Taylor, and I could go on and I'd be here all day. And I wonder how working with pop musicians has affected the way you play jazz or the way you think about jazz.
God, you know, that's a very good question and a very difficult question to answer.
I thought it might be kind of tricky.
I mean, I kind of got into it, I guess, well, you know, I played with the Butterfield Blues Band. That was my first real job. And I just, by luck and being in the right place at the right time, when that, when Paul, like, disbanded that band, went another way, I just happened to find out that Stevie Wonder was looking to start a new band because he had just stopped being Little Stevie Wonder and had just released an album called Music of My Mind. So he was getting a whole band together called Wonder Love.
You know. Clever Stevie.
Yeah, right. And but it was a great band, a bunch of, you know, scraggly-looking hippies, you know, in a band. But the musicians that he wanted in their band, he didn't know. He was blind. You know, he couldn't see us. So I kind of went from that, and then I played a couple of solos on his record. And then I knew somebody else who got me a gig with David Bowie. And another friend of mine got me a gig with Gil Evans. Mm-hmm. So I was playing with David Bowie and Gil Evans kind of at the same time. And then I was all over this record of David Bowie's called Young Americans. I was basically the solo instrument on that whole record. And my profile kind of elevated from that. And so I started getting a lot of calls to play solos on people's records. So that's basically Bowie said to me, just, I asked him, what do you want me to play? He said, whatever you hear. So I kind of, I just played they I don't want to make it sound too like self-centered, but they kind of, they let me do whatever it was that I wanted to do.
They trusted you. So,
well, I guess, or they wanted whatever it was that I was doing, which I had no idea what I was doing. But because I grew up listening to like what was called soul jazz at the time, you know, Ray Charles and stuff, I had a little bit of that in my playing. And I listened to rock and roll. I listened to Little Richard and Fats Domino, so I absorbed all that kind of playing. And somehow that translated into that pop idiom. And so then I got, you know, solos with James Taylor, and then all of a sudden I became the guy, oh, like he's doing something. I wouldn't do anything different. I was just copying all the people that inspired me, you know, but I synthesized it in a way that I guess was different at the time. So I started being like, you know, a guy that got called to do solos. So, you know, I forget, what was the question?
if playing with those pop musicians has affected the way you play jazz?
Well, I mean, certainly the framework for those situations is a lot more limited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times you're playing a solo and you got 8 bars or 16 bars or whatever it is to fill in, and you don't have as much flexibility as you do. Certainly not playing with your own band or with these guys.
Yeah,
you know, with like Gene and Joey. You know, where the shit can, you know, have change from time to time, you know. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it can be a little restrictive after a while if that's all you do when you're slotting into, you know, a certain length of solo that has to,
right.
You know,
you have to be concise.
To be a certain length. Yeah, which is not in itself a bad thing to do. I mean, you listen to Charlie Parker records, and he never played more than, a couple of choruses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there you go. I mean, if you got something to say, you can just say it and make your point. And Miles could do the same thing. So, I don't know. I guess, you know, fortunately, I've been able to do kind of both.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't had that, you know, when I need a little balance in my life, I can do that too. Because truth is, I like both of those realities.
Yeah, right.
You know, I like pop music.
Yeah, and you're out there listening. You can check David Sanborn stretching out and playing some extended runs with the trio at Jazz Alley. They're there tonight through Sunday. Joey DeFrancesco on organ and Gene Lake drumming. And sadly, we are running short of time, so we've got time for one more song. What would you like to wrap up with the session for?
Okay, let me see. Let me consult my...
A little consultation between the musicians in the band.
Play them both? What do you think? Play them both?
It's up to you, Dave.
Too much pressure.
Let's ask Bowie.
Yeah. Well, we're going to, you know, we were talking about Hank Crawford earlier.
Yeah.
I definitely want to do this tune that was written by Hank as one of my early inspirations. It's a tune called The Peeper.
Oh, all right.
And then maybe let's segue into that.
Okay.
We're going to segue into this other tune that was someone on your staff, I won't say who, requested this.
My request. Excellent.
We're going to do Let the Good Times Roll.
Oh, fantastic.
Happy now?
Thank you. Okay. Live in the studios on KPLU. Take it away, fellas.
Thank you. Let's have some fun. You only live once, and when you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll. Yeah, let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Gotta get yourself together, let the good times roll. Don't sit there mumbling, talking trash. If you wanna have a good time,
what do you gotta do?
Gotta spend some cash, so let the good times roll. Yeah, let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Gotta get yourself together, let the good times roll.
Thank you.
everybody. David Sanborn's in town. Gene Lake, I'm Joey D. We're going to ball Jazz Alley tonight. Listen up. Not going to let nobody sell me cheap. I got 50 cents or more, then we're going to keep. Gonna let the good times roll. Yeah, let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get yourself together right now, baby. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.
Let the good
times roll. Come on, let the good times roll. Everybody listen to the radio. Let the good times roll.
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 Now everybody at home. Joey DeFrancesco on the organ and singing, David Sanborn saxophone, Gene Lake drumming there at Jazz Alley tonight through Sunday. I don't know if you're going to have as much fun as we just did here in our studios, but it's going to be a pretty good time down at the Alley this weekend. Thanks so much, you guys, for coming in. This was a real treat.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.